Hi guys, my name is Avery Janja.
And I'm Michaela Fortune.
And you're listening to The Aveda Show.
Today we're talking about food and drink, what we like, what we don't like.
And we don't have a special guest on this time.
No, we don't. We're going to work to get them on next week, but I forgot to contact them this week, so that's on schedule.
Yeah, we are talking about food and drink, which is a very dear subject to our hearts, considering we need it to survive. And yeah. Also, we've had a lot of time
around Ava's heart.
I will beat your ass, that's rather good, next time I see you. we've had a lot of time to eat as well, you know?
Yeah, quarantine, I've gained a bit. I'm sure Ava has as well, but like...
I've gained a lot.
Wow.
And
I didn't
okay.
know.
However, we are planning to work that weight off in a 70s workout montage.
There's a gym near our houses, and we're going to go exercise. Yep, that's the word.
You're so gay, you don't even know
that's
what exercise
how you're
is.
English UCSE.
The man you're feeding. Okay. So food and drink, let's start off with my typical question, favourites and least favourites, foods.
Okay, my favourite food is probably, I always have a really hard time doing this question because I like a lot of foods, but my favourite food is probably carbonara, but it's only the carbonara I make myself.
Honestly, like, iconic, apart from the fact that I don't like, no, I like carbonara, but I haven't had it in a while, you know?
I'm going to give you my carbonara after isolation because it's really good.
Do you really think I'm going to eat something you made?
Bitch. Well, I ate your things, so you're going to eat
mine. When did you eat my things?
You gave me some of your thing from cooking, and then I ate it.
Oh yeah, because Michaela and I, we both do
we both go to
food
the same
and
school.
Nutrition.
So
we do food and nutrition as a GCSE. I went into it thinking it was catering. Nor did I know I'm failing.
I did list it as a requirement that's like we're gonna teach you how to cater, but then it never did, so
yeah. Like, well, catering is just cooking, but like then they have the whole nutrition side, which is basically the food hygiene qualifications. So if you want to like be a chef or a cook or whatever, you need to have at least basic food hygiene.
Okay.
Or like expertise. Because yeah. My dad, who was a chef for 28 years, might I add, he did sitting guilds in his comprehensive school, which is like, it's a separate education type thing for the more home ec-y type side of stuff, I think. I'm not sure. So he did that, and then he went to catering college, and then he went and worked as a chef, and like, obviously he had to like do food hygiene. He got out to like the expert level, I can't remember what it was, so he was like able to teach people, I think. So honestly, that's iconic, but he barely ever makes actual food. He like does like a roast dinner like once a week rather, but a lot of time it's just pizzas, which I also had for lunch. I had a garlic bread pizza. It's amazing. You like get a sort of circle of garlic bread, not like the baguette, just like flat bread, then put pizza toppings on it. So like
wow,
ham,
that sounds nice.
It is, but it while I'm eating it, I can feel my heart clogging up. I have no regrets.
Oh god, you can feel the cholesterol like in your system,
and that's on period. Okay, so carbonara is your favorite food. Personally, my favorite food is a good like either a good Chinese curry with some egg fried rice, chicken breast slices, and some garlic naan bread, or like chicken katsu curry with like breaded chicken. And the last time I had that was at Yo Sushi, and iconic.
Korean fried chicken at Yo Sushi.
Oh, God. Korean fried chicken.
That's probably
is
my
a
favorite
pop.
To eat out of the house. Like that's my favorite like restaurant.
Oh, I also love burritos. Bar burrito is really good. And it's cheap as well.
It's very cheap. It's like affordable. So like tasty. So that's great. My least favorite would have to be probably like I think veggie burgers, because I just never understood. Like, it's not a burger because it's like made of like all this vegetables.
I like some veggie stuff. Like in my primary school, the veggie meatballs were a billion times better than the normal ones because it had flavor.
Okay, love that.
And like
oh, I love
the.
IKEA meatballs. That's another one of my favorite foods. The IKEA meatballs specifically.
I've never been to IKEA.
Okay,
I want
the trip we got to take after quarantine. IKEA is a full day out for like for all people, like people who are listening. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, I can't help you. Like IKEA is a full day out. Like my mom used to
no,
take
but...
IKEA all the time, like just for like the day. It was a vibe. I loved it.
But Philly, I want to go to IKEA just to get the bucket hat.
The what?
The bucket hat. Like IKEA hat.
Oh,
you can buy those.
Yeah.
It's made out of the same materials, the sort of plasticky woven bags.
Yeah.
So like I really, really want those. Like one of those, because it is really cool.
Oh, I'm gonna say before we continue, I'm so sorry that I keep coughing because like I have a cold today, so just I might cough again or more. So cool.
Yeah. Wait, so then my least favorite food. I've gotta say I think like not a meal, but food alone, tomatoes, disgusting. But food in like a meal wise, probably, I don't know, I'm a fat sod, so like I love a lot of food.
So did I. I narrowed it down.
Probably, I'm not entirely sure. I would say probably the veggie burgers that the school gave ingredient lists out for. You know those ones? Those were bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
like, some veggie burgers are good, but because I had one in Fort Aventura, we went to a sports bar and we accidentally really, really, really good. Like, the ones that we did in school were disgusting. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say her name, but my teacher is on a vegetarian, vegan, like, agenda. She be spreading all that stuff constantly. Like, she talks shit about milk, about chicken, the whole lot. But, and that's on period. But, yeah, so those veggie burgers weren't it. But yeah. Ooh, prawn cocktail was really good. Like, not, like, the crisps, but, like, the actual, like, prawns in that nice sauce, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like... Okay, actually, I do have another question, like a follow-up to yours. What is your favourite and least favourite snack? Like, not a food, but, like, it's like a packet, like a crisps or something? Or like
ooh, favourite crisps.
Something nice you like to have in your house, or something that your dad buys you and you don't want.
I think my favourite snack is you. I'm just joking. Trash.
Oh, thanks, Ava.
Too bad you're not in my house. No. So my favorite snack.
I couldn't fit in your house. Let's be honest.
Shush. My favorite snack is probably I think carrots, like raw carrots. Just like Peter Carrot, munch, munch, munch. You know.
I mean, okay, Peter Rabbit. Like,
bitch, excuse me, Bugs Bunny. Sure.
My favorite snack is, like, honestly, my drag is like Bugs Bunny in drag. My favorite snack is these things. They're down at the co-op near where I live. And they're these, like, they come from Thailand and they're in the international food section. Mm-hmm. And they're these puffy rice things and they're honey flavored and they're, like, really good.
Ooh, those sound good. Actually, think on it.
They're
like,
lovely. I love them.
Yeah, honestly, thinking on it, my dad doesn't keep these in the house, but one of my favourite snacks of all time are Pink Panther wafers. I don't know if you saw them in a
minute. I love Pink Panther wafers. They are my absolute besties. I love them.
Sis, I'm about to expose
your... They're my favourite biscuit alongside a chocolate digestive.
I'm about to expose your ass. On Halloween, last year when we went out in drag in public,
Mistaken for Hookers, yeah, that one, I remember.
Yeah, you said you didn't like them. And that may
but really then, but then I tried them again and I liked them. So my opinions have changed. Wow, exposed.
Poor. Okay, so also, what's your favorite flavor of crisps?
My favorite flavor of crisps. I mean, probably oh, this flavor is very underrated and does not get nearly enough recognition. Roast chicken. I just can't.
Roast chicken is a bop, but I have negative memories associated to that flavor, so I tend
Okay.
to. I have a lot of traumatic events gone in my life
'Cause you're
with every
you
roast
always have
chicken.
a packet of crisps, so there's not gonna be like every crisp has a different memory associated with it.
No, not even because of the crisps themselves, but like something else, you know?
Great,
Yeah,
like
my favorite flavor, like the bog standard, every crisp then has these flavors type flavor, is either prawn cocktail or Worcestershire sauce.
oh, nice.
But my
Like,
favorite,
yeah.
yeah.
Cocktail is not my favorite flavor of crisp, but you know, yeah.
I like it that they
My
have a.
least favorite flavor of crisp would probably have to be like, I think you, because I like a lot of crisps, but I'd have to say that I don't like the, I don't like, I mean, cheese and onion is probably the lowest one I have.
Cheese and onion's good when you want to be like a basic bitch, you know?
Yeah, like I don't really like, I remember when I was really young, like 6 and 7, I used to love cheese and onion. But now I don't, so.
Yeah, I just like prawn cocktail and Worcestershire sauce because it has like more of a kick than the rest of them. But also,
Yeah.
ready salted when it's really salty is
Oh yeah,
good.
right. Yeah, if re you know, there are some of those brands that are like, I'm gonna do ready salted, but I'm gonna sprinkle like 1 grain of salt on each one. Like, no.
But
They
like
just
the
taste
good
like
one,
butter.
yeah, but the good ones are really, really good.
Yeah, when it's done right, it's right.
Yeah. Honestly, my least favorite flavor of crisps is probably I've got to say the bacon ones. I
Yeah,
know
yeah.
I can't get behind those, you know, they don't leave a good feeling in my
I
mouth.
like smoky bacon, so you're probably alone on that one, but like I can see why.
Yeah, but
It's
honestly,
divisive.
yeah, but my two favorite like crisp flavors
How far we've gotten?
was
Have we run out of topics by episode 6 that we're like
shush. No, I feel
already
like
being like, what's the logistical best flavor of crisp? Like,
yeah, no, but I mean, like of every single like crisp like brand and all that, my top three crisps flavors things is Thai sweet chili like McCoy's,
okay.
Chili Sensations
I'm seeing a theme.
and McCoy stick McCoy chili sticks like the chip shop
Oh, very
variety type.
versatile. Very, very versatile, Ava. Very versatile.
I just like, well, they're not really spicy, but I like things that aren't like, I like a kick, not just like, oh, I'm
Ava,
teasing
do you
onion.
ever like, have you ever like, you know, because they seem to have faded out of existence, but do you remember those French fry crisps?
Oh, wait, bitch, I still get those sometimes.
I like haven't seen them around anywhere because when I used to go visit my grandma in the hospital, they used to be in the vending machine, and that's like my memory of them, but like,
Oh, my Maggie, she has them stocked up because she really likes them. Also, Cravers. Cravers, the little cheese crisps.
Cravers, yeah, I think they're a little overrated, but I won't still eat them.
I think Nuggets.
Skips are everything.
I love like how they just dissolve so quickly. Like,
And oh my God, actually, I'm gonna change my answer. Favorite kind of crisp. I don't know if this counts as a crisp. Actually, it doesn't, but it's my favorite of whatever genre it is in.
genre,
But
bitch? Excuse me, category.
prawn crackers are just everything.
Ooh, story time, story time.
Are
You know
they
where this is
crisp,
going.
would you say? Like, are they a crisp?
Depends on the context. Because if you have them in a
Yeah, like
Chinese, then
I feel like
no.
that might be really wrong to say that they're a crisp because I don't think they are. I think they're like a snack, I say.
I think it depends on like how you have them. Because if you just have them in a
They're like
packet,
the Chinese equivalent to dough balls before a meal. Like, yeah, I think.
yeah. But
Yeah,
story time,
I'm trying to keep it for you.
yeah. I think you know where this is going. But in year
Roast
eight,
chicken is my favorite, but like, oh no, that story, Ava. No, Ava, no.
in. I don't care. This is half my podcast, so I'll tell the story whole.
Oh, I
Okay,
own
so
51% of this podcast.
So halfway, like I think like halfway or in the last like quarter of year eight or whatever, I came in with a pack of prawn crackers that I bought at the spa before I came into school. Spa is like a corner shop type thing, like convenience store. So you go it. So I went into class. They were like three quarters empty. I was eating them in class and the phone tutor. I can't remember who was that at that point. We've had so many phone tutors, that's wild.
Well,
But
yeah, we're in year 10 right now.
yeah. So I came in, I was eating them, and phone tutor was like, "What the fuck are you doing? Stop eating in my class." And I was like, "Okay." So I put them in my bag, but then I was like still eating them out of the thing. Oh, and another time in year 7, I came in. It was in my lunchbox, but like I had a massive pork pie and I just ate that during form. Form as well. I nearly
To this day, I don't know how I'm still friends with Ava, like, honestly.
shush. I got into serious trouble because someone was watching something on their phone during form. That was wild. Yeah, because a kid nearly got hit by a car and I filmed it. Okay,
Oh my
back
God,
on
what's the big
topic.
time rash? Mom just got hit by a car.
Oh. So back onto topic. What is your favorite like normal like run-of-the-mill drink? I guess.
Normal, wait, what do you mean normal drink?
Like, I guess everyday type shit.
What, like water, orange juice, milk and shit? Like, what, is that what you mean?
I don't know actually.
Or does that include
Oh, okay. That's
frozen
actually sort of
Pepsi and
split
shit?
up. Actually, first of all, what's your favorite flavor of squash?
Of squash. Oh, it's got to be like blackberry.
I like a good lemon, like a good lemon
Lemon
lime
squash. Well, I've never
squash.
had lemon squash.
You can bitch the privilege.
I've never had it.
Yeah. And also, someone that's weird for me, I've gotten so used to it, but I prefer drinking bottled water rather than tap water. Like, I.
See, I'm kind of different. I prefer tap water.
Oh no, I love a good tap water every now and then, but like, basically,
Well,
my
at
dad
least
loves
we
it.
can agree that night water tastes better than day water.
Like, since no competition, it obviously
I
does, but
will. I sometimes I've caught myself in isolation, purposely getting up in the night to get, like, night water.
I think it's mostly because like you're like half awake, and then like that's why it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's probably a study on it or something.
Yeah, ooh, we'd have a study.
My mum probably did a study on it.
Yeah, but I was going to say another shit. Yeah, so my dad basically like works at Costco, and there you can get a thing of like 40 bottles of water, like 500 ml each, and for like £3. And they're really good to like bring into school, just in my lunchbox. So I've gotten used to drinking those whenever, because like we normally have like two or three of them at a time because like they're just so cheap. But
Okay, cool.
and that's on being poor, but also my dad's working there, so we have a membership. Memberships are
That's
like
so cute.
expensive. But so yeah, so my favorite flavor squash, yeah, is lemon. And then
Lemon.
what's your favorite sort of like fizzy drink, I
I
guess?
think it's gotta be Red Fanta. And if you, again, if you know, you know. And if you can't, if you don't, I can't help
Ooh,
you. But like, Red Fanta is the best.
I like a good Red Fanta. But my two favorite, no, my like three favorites, because I'm in an indecisive hole: Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, and Lemon Fanta.
Oh, cherry Coke is a close favorite. Like, a cherry flavored anything is something that
Yeah, but
It's my
vanilla
favorite
Coke is
fruit.
honestly
Cherries are my
iconic.
favorite fruit as well.
Yeah, but
Okay, actually,
yeah.
let's use that as a segue. What's your favorite fruit?
Favorite fruit's
Fruit.
got to be pomegranates. So cool, but they're a pain in the ass. So I'm not gonna say that. Favorite fruit's got to be either a good crisp apple or grapes. I could eat grapes all day. You know, A
I
good
like
set of
apples, but
three.
it's got to be green apples. Like a green Granny Smith apple is like everything.
I prefer red apples,
I
but like
prefer
I
green
haven't,
apples.
but like I haven't had a green one in a while,
Yeah.
so
My favorite kind of apple is Jada Essence Hall.
I will beat your ass.
Which leads
Speaking
us
of,
on to our Drag Race segment of the show.
honestly, iconic. But so, Drag Race. There's been
The
two
finale of the
episodes.
season.
It has been two episodes since. There's been finale and then All Stars 5 episode 1, which
But
Michaela happened to
we're not
watch.
going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the finale of season 12 because that's what we've.
But yeah, basically the gag is Michaela hasn't been able to watch it because Netflix hasn't put it out for
Yes.
unforeseen circumstances.
But they're going to
But
put it out next week along with episode two, so that's good.
but I mean, like, it's on Wild Presents and I have that, so I watched that. So I watched it there.
Love. So yeah. So Rue wears another one of those fucking face masks. I mean, I can't even
It's
anymore. I
trash.
wouldn't
Like,
want to.
that's just lazy at this
I
point.
just think he can't do his own makeup, so he just gets like a face mask on. And he interviewed all the queens and like all that. And then first lip sync, they had to do a lip sync close up in front of the camera. Who did you like best?
Gigi.
Gigi.
Gigi did really well.
Gigi was great and I loved her. I mean, I am a big Gigi stan, so I might be biased, but like I do really like Gigi.
But I just think that she did better than the rest in that case.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so Crystals, like, let's talk about the individual lip sync. Crystals was good, but like you could
I
tell that
loved it. It was
she,
so creative.
what I think happens, like, she knew that she wasn't gonna win, so she decided to have fun.
Me too, yeah. Like, I mean, they were all like good to win because none of them had been in the bottom more than once, but like.
Jada, I didn't like it. It was boring. It was like a few cool editing effects, but that's it. She was just like humping the couch. And that's like all
Yeah.
that happened. So what are your opinions on it?
Which one, Jada?
In Jada's, yeah.
I think it was a bit. I mean, she did the bare minimum. It was like dancing around your like. It was literally a lip sync at home. I think what she did was fierce. I think what she did was great, and I think she deserved to win. But like,
You could have put more effort into it, I
I feel
think.
like that. I feel like she could have at least put like a sparkly background in there or something. Gigi's was art.
She worked so hard on it. She
But
wrapped
she
in
almost got just, did
spines.
you hear that she almost got disqualified because she filmed it in a studio originally?
Wait, did she?
Yeah, she filmed it in a studio originally and then had to go refilm it in her house.
Well, it could have been a studio apartment. No, I'm gonna
Oh my God, did you
kill
try
myself
and do
still.
the dum-sh, like with your, oh my God. Wow.
No, but yeah, like, fair enough. It was at home. But
Yeah.
like,
It was at home in the end, but like that aside, it was pure art. Like I love Take On Me. I love the music video beforehand. I loved everything about that. And oh my God,
was
it's just.
really, also the
And it was
outfit
also a
changes
risk
so
to do a song by a
seamless.
man.
I guess, but like at the end of the day, this whole thing is like a weird change thing. But yeah, I do think that like she did it really well, and like that outfit change seamless, and it looked really
Yeah,
good.
she probably had an editor friend or something, but like,
Well, at the end of the day, she
think maybe
she
she would
would
it
have
would
gone
have been
all out.
better received if she hadn't done the exact same kind of lip sync in episode one.
Well, like, I still think it was good either way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so overall, she did well, and I think she did the best out of the three of
Yeah, and then there's the Survivor lip sync at the end.
them. I don't know why, but the song sounded a bit odd.
I don't like Survivor as a song. I think it's overrated and I really don't like it.
Like, it's not a
I've
bad
never
song,
liked
but
Destiny's Child. But like that's just my opinion. Like this the song was a good song for lip syncing.
yeah, Like, it's a good song, but it sounded.
Jada won. No question. Jada won that one.
Yeah, she definitely won, but Gigi won 2 out of 3, and she did
Two and
better
two out
than
of three,
Jada,
but
honestly.
I think Rue was definitely just going on that last one, and it was, oh my God, it was just.
Yeah, she definitely won, but like, I think Gigi should have won the season. Was definitely.
I think she should have too. But what usually happens in the finale is they only go off the lip syncs because they choose who which top two advance. And in this case, it was a triple Shantae with all of them. So
I think that's a
I
cheap
think
move.
the way it was doing it was the way they were doing it was so it would only count with the last lip sync. So I think in that term, Jada really deserved it. And oh my God, did you see that parade of cars going down Jada's street? That was so sweet.
Oh my God, yeah, I saw that. That
That
was
was so
really
sweet.
cool.
Like she's so happy and that's really nice.
Yeah. But I was gonna say now, read of me running out of things to say. But yeah, well done, Jada. You did good, but I'm still Team Gigi.
Yeah, like, I mean,
Yeah.
I was
But
team
also
Gigi at the
hi.
time, but I was also team Jada, and so I'm still happy.
Yeah. Also, Heidi being Miss Congeniality is still
That's
like
so cute.
amazing.
Like, I mean, I thought it was either going to be Heidi or Jan, and it was definitely Heidi.
I think Heidi is a more likable one because Jan was like run pitch throughout the entire season until the face clock. Like, whereas with Heidi, she gave us variety, she gave us drama, she
Drama.
gave us everything.
Ava, did you say one pitch?
I guess.
It's
Yeah,
one
what's one
note,
pitch?
you dumb bitch.
Well, I was about to
One
reference
pitch. Oh my God.
I was about to reference the dumb thing that I said last episode, but I can't remember what I was.
I don't even know either. I mean, you say a lot of dumb things, so they all blur together. I mean, 2009 is a really straight decade for me.
Especially when you're living in Washington.
Oh my God, no, they don't even know about Washington. Okay, tell them about Washington. Tell them, Evan.
Basically, we were talking. I don't know how this came up, but I meant to say Washington. But my dumb brain said Washington's. Also, I thought but Buckingham Palace was in Birmingham rather than London.
He did. He did.
So that is iconic.
Ava, really, you thought they were like.
Yeah. I
It's
thought
a
I was
disgrace
it,
to
but
this
I
country,
really
Ava.
wasn't. Yeah, okay, so that is our Drag Race segment up and
Yeah.
over.
Oh my God, over, honey. Let's talk more about
Okay,
food.
so food. Food,
Yeah.
food, food,
Food,
food,
food,
food.
food,
I
love
love
this
food.
food.
Okay, fat from an Asian, but the fact is we're not Asian, we're
Yeah,
just fat and femme.
I mean I'm not fat, but I'm just femme. I'm femme and you're fan femme.
Honestly, iconic. Okay, so food. We both of us bake and both of us cook.
Yes, we do.
So, what is your favorite, like, what is your favorite thing to cook, first of all? Not bake, but just cook.
Carbonara, favorite thing to cook.
Of course, it is. My favorite thing to cook is probably pizza because, like, it's fun to do and it tastes really fucking good.
It does, doesn't it?
Honestly, yeah. And honestly, what's your favorite thing to like bake, like desserts and shit?
My favorite dessert to bake is probably I don't it's probably gonna be like I like making blackberry tarts, they're nice.
Ooh, that sounds fun. Are you on about like the little ones or like a big sort of like blueberry pie? Straight from my mama's kitchen.
Well, the
No,
problem
cut
is, I
shit.
mean, that's a blueberry pie, and I'm saying blackberry tart. So,
Well, no, that's sort of the same thing. It's like tart could be pie, like, you know?
yeah, no,
Like
a
a
tart
baked
isn't a pie
pie.
because you don't have a seal over it, so it's just tart. So,
Oh, no, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
a pie shape, like a
pie
big
shape.
one.
Yes, I know. But yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, I'm little ones and big ones. I make them, so that's pretty.
Honestly, iconic. I my favorite thing to bake, because I've been doing a lot of baking over quarantine. Actually, I need to think of a new recipe to do, because my dad's coming shopping tomorrow. So my favorite thing to bake is brownies, but like with little chunks of chocolate inside from like a chocolate bar.
I've never
This is
made
really
brownies before, so I think I want to try that.
They're really good, but they're a lot better after you've left them in the fridge overnight.
Also, I also wanted to plug my own shit for once and talk about something that I'm doing. I don't know how it'll be used yet, and I'm really not sure like what's going to come of it or if they'll decide to use it or not, but I'm going to submit a video to LGB Cymru, like it's pride thing. It's doing a virtual pride, and I've submitted this performance to it. I'm going to submit one. So y'all can see me perform for the first time. So that's pretty good.
Unless it doesn't get in.
I mean, it might not get in, so like that's not really important, but like, you know.
At least you're participating, whereas
But yeah,
I'm
they said in
not.
the email that they're going to use like everyone unless it like doesn't meet the requirements. So
Yeah.
anyway, shuttle back.
I've not done any like drag show or performances type shit.
But that
I've
plans
just
to
done like,
change.
yeah. Unless I get bored of it, like I do everything else.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, you've lasted longer than you have with any other hobby, so I think this is pretty cool.
Oh, thanks. Well, apart from not doing my GCSE work and playing Roblox, that's a good hobby.
That's a great hobby that you can do.
Yeah. But oh, what was I gonna say now? I was gonna say some. Ooh, that's it. Michaela and I, we have a lot of plans coming up.
We do. We do. We're gonna get
So
Novela Show YouTube channel, so we'll tell y'all when that's
yeah,
happening.
so once quarantine is over, we will be making a YouTube channel and producing shit like video podcasts, because that's iconic. Rather sat down together talking rather than just audio, because we can't be
And we'll
together.
actually be in drag because we can be bothered.
Yeah, because currently I'm not in drag, Michaela's not in drag.
No.
Because we don't have to be,
Yes, we
but
don't have to be, so we're not doing that.
yeah. So we're gonna be doing video podcasts, and we're gonna be doing a little skit show
Oh, yeah.
called the Evader Show, obviously, because we're using that for everything.
Yes, we will.
So it'll be a collection of little skits.
We have
We
some stuff
have a
planned.
few in mind. We're not gonna be
We'll discuss that because that's a surprise.
spilling details. Yeah. Who knows? It might never see the light of day, but we have a few ideas.
Yes, we do.
And like we have more stuff that we're like thinking of and writing
Yeah,
that
we're writing
we
scripts and all that.
yeah. So that is iconic, despite us still being poor 15-year-olds who have no idea what to do. Okay, so baking, I love making brownies, but then the other day I made conchas, which is like Mexican. I think it's Mexican. I think it. Let's just say it's Mexican. So like Mexican sweet bread with a cool sort of like mixture, like dough sweet thing on top. So like you make almost like you combine butter and sugar, and then one of them you combined like cocoa powder, and the other one you put in vanilla extract, and they like mold together well, and then you can just put it on top and then they rise.
Love that.
Because I think I
Ooh,
put
I have
in
another
flour as
question about
well.
food. What is your favorite and least favorite place to eat out? Like, to eat, like.
Please to eat out. If I'm on a budget, then Bar Burrito, because they're cheap
Yeah, but like,
and
if
good.
you had all the money in the world.
Yo Sushi, because like even though the bill does pile up really really quickly, even though for my student discount, haha, use my student discount code for 30% off. I'm just joking, because
Uni days.
I'm very hands
Uni
off.
days clean.
Please sponsor us. All we have is Anchor, and they're not paying shit. No.
Yeah, we have
No.
3 pence. We have 3 pence right now. So we're making bank. I've already quit my day job of being an utter slag.
I'm not. I didn't just turn into a sack. I turned into an utter sack. No. Utter sack. I can't remember it's soy vinegar.
You can't remember the line. Sars vinegar.
Yeah, so wait, what was the question? I already forgot.
What's your favorite place to eat out, and what's your least favorite place?
Okay, see that. Oh yeah, eat
Every place
sushi
to
because
eat
like
out is
it's hot.
your ass.
Again, you're not here, so sadly you can't do that today. Maybe tomorrow, auntie.
Wow. Okay.
Sushi, like it, the prices pile up really quickly if you get the more expensive stuff, like the really expensive stuff, like the shit you have to order from the menu. That stuff like tends to fill you up. Like I said, the cream chicken or the chicken katsu curry or the ramens and stuff like that. But yeah, it's really like tasty and like it's not bad food. It's like really
Yeah.
good.
But like, Yo Sushi is the best. I mean, honestly, I could just
Yeah,
every
I love
day,
them.
all the time, back to front. I mean, ugh, it's just.
Yeah, I just wish that like it was cheaper, but at the end of the day, that isn't like the worst thing. You know, because like if you save up a little bit, then you can have fun.
Yeah.
But and then the least favorite is I've got to say KFC because I love the food, but afterwards it makes me feel really, really bad, like really ill.
Oh, that's called food poisoning, Ava.
No, I doubt it's food poisoning. I think it's just like my body not being used to something in it.
Oh, okay. Love that.
Because it happens like every single time. Like the rest of my family, they're fine, but it's just me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, okay.
Yeah. But
Okay, I think my least favorite place would probably be McDonald's, because I like don't go down there very often. Like,
I like Big Macs, but that is about
I
it.
like their breakfast, but that's about it.
That breakfast are really good. I like McMuffins, but I normally go for the breakfast wrap, which is like bacon, sausage, egg,
Yeah,
hash
so sounds
brown.
so iconic.
And they put the hash brown in it as well, which is really good. And it's all in a nice little tin wrap.
Yeah.
And you can either have barbecue sauce or ketchup put into it for you. And it is really, really good.
Love.
Yeah, Big Macs agree. I prefer their chips over Burger King's because I prefer the thinner fries. But I know Michaela feels differently.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, just overall, KFC ain't it for me, even though it tastes good. What was I gonna say now? food, 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 food. I think that would be a good time to go to our sponsor while we
Oh my
collect
God,
our
while we collect
thoughts.
our thoughts and figure out what the fuck is going on. Here is our sponsor, and spoiler alert, it's Anchor again.
Wait, sis, it might not be Anchor because this shit
Oh,
changes.
you're
It
telling us, you're
automatically
telling me,
updates.
you are telling me that
Yeah,
it is not going to be Anchor.
because the way Anchor works is that you can replace ads and they change and it's all Gucci. So for now, it might be Anchor, but then
Okay,
in the
we'll look
future,
that.
it could be Louis Vuitton. You never know.
You never know where
Okay,
it'll go.
so here are lovely angelic voices selling you shit.
Yeah. Bye,
Bye.
shit. Bye, shit. Bye, okay, bye.
Bye, shit.
While you're here, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.
And where possible, please rate and review the podcast.
And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming. And welcome back. We've collected what we thought we were going to talk about, and we're going to talk about it now. So now
And
we're
we've
talking
got our
about
10 pence.
what's the most expensive thing we've ever eaten.
Eaten. More like expensive, most expensive meal. Personally, for me, when I went up to London, I ate at this like not like bougie like the Ritz type restaurant shit, but
Ritz, darling.
it was like across because basically my hotel was like a minute walk from Paddington Station. So this restaurant was like across the street from Paddington, so obviously it's gonna be expensive. My man had given me spending money, but that was to go for my food and all that as well, so that my dad didn't like give money for that and just have that spending money.
Okay.
It was like 30 or £40. That per person.
The most expensive thing I've ever eaten is this fudge from it is I think it yeah it was fudge. It was from the Shetland Islands, and they really like their fudge over there, so they we got went to this really bougie place that sells really nice fudge, and we bought some really nice fudge, and it came up to about £50 just for the two things. So
Wait, how much fudge did you get?
we got a lot of it, but it was like, no, we got a lot of it, but it was £50 each. We got like four pieces.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And
50 each.
I know, right?
That's some rich people
It's some rich
shit.
people shit, and it was like a really bougie place too. It was the
My
most bougie place on the
God.
entire island. It's the one island where they
I
have the department store, and it's like the Shetland's biggest department store, and it's three fucking floors.
You're fucking insane.
I haven't seen, but no, my mum really
Like,
wanted it, so she'd saved up like a fund for fudge. Fudge fund.
oh my God, your mother is insane, I
My mum's
swear.
insane. She's like a crackhead, crazy person. But that's not.
I'm like, she, I mean,
But
like, I love
she's the
her.
best.
Like, yeah, we love her. She's iconic, but
Yeah.
she's still insane.
Yeah, she's insane.
That is so much.
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I can't
anyway,
believe that.
next thing.
Favorite, like, best memories with food.
Best memories with
Okay,
food.
you can start.
Probably, I think
Yeah, you do
I'm not
first.
struggling because I
Easy.
can't think of any good memories of food. It's because I have a lot and I don't really know what to do. Oh, it was when I was really ill and my mum made me spaghetti bolognese because I was off school.
We love having a mother who actually does stuff for you.
Yeah, that was that's I
My
think that's
dad
the best.
barely ever does. My dad doesn't do much for me.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, favorite food memory for me is chicken stew at my mangy's, which afterwards, because I was like 8 at a time, every time I was up there, because basically, me, my dad, and my brother, we went up there every Saturday for a visit, because, like, yeah. After food, every time, when my dad and my brother in the living room watching TV, me and my mangy, we'd get these nice little black currant sweets, have one each, and spill the tea about everything.
Oh my God,
You would spill
sis.
that tea. And that's on having a good relationship with your grandmother. But yeah, I just really enjoyed that time.
Oh,
Yeah.
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 What about your least favorite memory with food?
Least favorite memory of food. Probably the time I was eating bacon, but then the stringy, this is a bit gross by the way, so if you want to get past, then yeah. The stringy fat got stuck in my throat and I couldn't get it off.
Oh,
And then
ew,
there was
stop
food
inhaling.
hanging on the end. So it was sort of like stuck in my throat and I was like fully choking. So that's my least favorite time.
My least favorite time was when I ate too many bourbons and I threw up.
Oh, my least
And
favorite
what came out
it
of my
with
body was brown and I hated it. It
oh
was
wait, do you
brown
mean like
vomit and I died.
yeah. Wait, what, thank God. Wait, what do you mean by eclairs? Do you mean like the pastry
I
or like
said
the sweets?
bourbons. In what? Where in Willem?
I thought you said eclair. I shut up. And that's not on the brief
2009 was a really
episode.
straight decade for you. So,
It was. But I
so.
My least favorite feeling, like with feeling like you're about to throw up, is like I don't know if you get this, but my mouth instantly fills with warm saliva really, really quickly. So I'm constantly like spitting it out. It comes back almost immediately,
Ew, ew,
and
ew.
then I'm like, oh
I.
no, it's just like really warm
Oh
saliva,
my
and I
God,
don't
Evan,
know
please stop.
why.
Oh God. Ava, please. No. No.
I'm not even talking about being
Not
sick,
even the
it's just
children.
bulbs that
Not
I
the
know.
children.
Yes, the children,
But I
especially
ate
the
too many
children.
bourbons and I was really ill that day. And I like, I well, it was, I was really sick. It
Yeah.
was brown. But
Ooh.
enough about our struggles. I think now is the time to say goodbye because we are at the 50-minute mark and we've got nothing else to talk about.
Also, it's a celebration because this is one recording. No separate recordings, no technical issues, Tessa.
Oh yeah, we never had to disconnect or anything. We're getting the hang of this, and I feel the most free to do whatever I want now.
Yeah. Since literally half of the problems are caused by you sitting there going on Instagram while recording and messing up the app.
Shut up, sis. That's not. That's. I mean. Okay. I've been Michaela Fortune.
Yeah. And I've been exposing her. No, I've been Ava
And you've
Dandar.
been listening to the Avayla Show. Get in next week where we'll probably, hopefully, have a special guest and we'll be talking about travel and future plans.
Oh yeah, because we were meant to have Tavy on, but
We
we
didn't.
didn't
Whatever
organize
their
that.
drag name is now, I'll find that out. So, oof.
Because we are a dumb child. We are dumb children. So we didn't organize
Yeah,
this
we
properly.
did.
We barely managed to get
Yeah, because we.
Katana
Ava,
on.
I called Ava when I woke up because Ava sent me a text saying, we've got to do the podcast. Michaela, get off, we've got to do the podcast. And I did.
Yeah, because
And I got there.
also
So, oh my God, I hate myself. So I think we need to go because we are never
yeah,
going to
but
leave.
also, yeah, also, guys, I'm genuinely sorry that we haven't been uploading every week and doing stuff. We're not good
Who's listening?
podcasters. Some people, we always get listens.
Okay.
It's
Yeah.
fine. But I'm legitimately sorry because like we're always like next week's episode and then we leave it like 2 weeks
Yeah.
and it's
I'm sorry to all of our three
not.
listeners.
Yeah, it's barely up ever up on Sundays, and I do feel bad because we used to be good with it, but now we're not. So we will be trying harder. We will try and get our shit sorted, and we hope to bring you a better podcast in the future.
Oh no.
Now, serious time's over.
Oh, we hope
On
to
my
bring
way
you
to
better
eat Michaela's
quality
ass.
viewing in the future. So,
Yeah, so on my way to eat Michaela's ass, I've been Ava
and I've
Janjar.
been Michaela Fortune, and you've listened to the Avayla Show. Please tune in next time, where we'll be talking about travel and future plans. Bye.
All right, so we'll see you next time.
Oh
Bye.
my God, I hate you.